USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump and First Lady Melania at the annual Easter egg hunt at the White House. The president rolling with it, giving a reporter a relaxed response to a question about impeachment. The reporter shouting, "Are you worried about impeachment, Mr. President?" "Not even a little bit," President Trump answers. Earlier, the president addressing the huge crowd.
"Maybe most importantly, I want to wish everybody a very happy Easter. Our country is doing fantastically well. Probably the best it's ever done economically. We're setting records on stock markets. We're setting records with jobs."
In other news, lawyers for President Trump suing House Oversight Committee Chairman Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings for trying to subpoena tax records from the president's accounting firm. Taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow down 48 points, the NASDAQ up 17 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 3 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To Washington, D.C. now, where the Supreme Court agrees to review a case that would redefine the word sex in federal law to mean gender identity, USA Radio's John Clemens explains.
This case stems from a Michigan funeral home discharging an employee who refused to comply with a sex-specific dress code when a biologically male employee wanted to wear a female uniform. John Bursch, former Solicitor General of Michigan, explains the case.
What this case is about is what the federal government meant in 1964. When it enacted a bill that prohibits sex discrimination and whether sex can be replaced with gender identity by the judicial branch rather than by Congress.
So who will be the next Fed chair? Well, we know it won't be Herman Cain. President Trump tweeting, "My friend Herman Cain, a truly wonderful man, has asked me not to nominate him for a seat on the Federal Reserve Board. I will respect his wishes. Herman is a great American who truly loves our country." Explanation point. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A 19th Democrat announcing a run for the White House, and Joe Biden's name still not on the list. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton makes an announcement on Monday morning in a video posted online.
"I'm running because we have to beat Donald Trump, and I want us to beat Donald Trump because I love this country."
Moulton is a 40-year-old Marine combat veteran who was awarded a Bronze Star for his service in Iraq. He's in his third term representing a district north of Boston. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It is widely expected that the former Vice President, Joe Biden, will announce his intentions at a news conference Wednesday. The State Department confirms Americans have died in the Easter Sunday terrorist attack. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the very latest.
At least four Americans have died in a terrorist attack on Christian churches and two luxury hotels in Sri Lanka. John Miller is the New York City Police Department's Deputy Commissioner of Counterintelligence and Terrorism. He tells CBS This Morning.
"What you're looking at is the kind of operation that would take a great deal of organization, a good deal of funding, and more importantly, a fairly large number of people for your average terrorist plot, which increases operational security. How do they run this for so long with so much planning and so many wheels turning? Without it being found. Exactly, Gil."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.